Radio Canada International, once one of the most respected international broadcasters, is having its already small budget of $12.2 million slashed to $2.2 million. In light of this massive budget cut, I would like to pose the following questions to RCI. How much responsibility do you take for the cuts? We have seen, since starting about 7 years ago, RCI change its mandate to target new immigrants to Canada. This created a lot of criticism among listeners. It makes me wonder how much of RCI's audience was lost during this period. This leads me to the next question. Does RCI really listen to its audience? If RCI listened to its audience, it would have known that its listeners would not be interested in that change. Canada and RCI had in their hands a tool that could have been used to project itself in a way that would have made it relevant in many regions of the world that would be interested in hearing the Canadian viewpoint of world events. For example, if we take RCI's Chinese service, why not cover events that would be of interest to listeners in China? If Canada projects itself as a beacon for democracy and freedom, then why not target those with information that they cannot get from local media? Give it a different viewpoint to that of the Voice of America or Radio Free Asia. Do you really think listeners in China are really interested in knowing what is happening in Winnipeg? Back in early 2000, I met a group from RCI that was in China. I was a little shocked, to say the least, when I was talking to them. Were they in China to find out about the audience? Were they there to find out how people listen or what they want to hear? No. I should mention that they did conduct some business, meeting some officials, and most importantly, going shopping at a local market next to Sanlitun Street. Did they at any point travel to areas in China that still listen to shortwave? No. Did they meet any listeners in China that listened to RCI? No. I remember asking them what the purpose of the visit was. I was told it was so we, that's RCI, could find out a little bit more about our audience. But I didn't see them doing that. The other thing that made me question their sincerity for the visit was the timing. Radio Canada International, like many other Crown corporations or government agencies around the world, see their new budgets in March and April. What is a common practice for organizations like RCI is to spend the money before the new budget. I would like to know how much of the Canadian tax dollars were used for this trip, or maybe I should say shopping trip. Next is a technical question. Why would RCI ever have a relay exchange with China? The relays of RCI from the relay stations in China sound horrible. RCI could have used any number of relay stations to target East and Southeast Asia. For example, the BBC Far East relay station in Singapore, the Trincomalee relay station in Sri Lanka, Philippines, Thailand. Even getting some airtime from Radio Australia's Shepparton relay to reach China would have been a better option. This leads me to another question. Because of this relay exchange with China Radio International, did it put RCI in a position to be less critical of the communist government in China? I find it odd that every time I tuned to RCI, I never heard anything critical of the PRC. It makes me wonder. Finally, is RCI so arrogant that they think they could compete with broadcasts that also target the regions they target? Are they so arrogant to think that only news about Canada is of interest to an international audience? As far as I'm concerned, there are some within RCI, like union leaders, who are more concerned about saving their jobs than doing something that is beneficial to Canada and to RCI. One name that comes to mind right away is Wojtek Wjazda, an announcer-producer at RCI. When RCI suffered a major cut in the early 1990s, many people who were cut did what most people do, just leave, retire, or head to another station. For example, David Smith, who was in the English Asia department, headed overseas. Even Ian MacFarlane headed to Japan. Wojtek, like some of those at RCI, are just more concerned about staying as long as they can so they can either get the golden handshake or stay on longer so they can get the nice, comfortable CBC pension. Do they really care? To end, do I think Canada needs an international service? Yes. Do I think they should stay on shortwave? Yes, to certain regions for sure. But not in its past and future form.